10 seconds. All right. You know what it is? You know who it is? We're back with another episode of the Thrive AmTap. Today is episode 42. It's going to be a 26-minute AmTap. Today's episode is called Fitness Vacation. Oh, did I say 27? Oops. All right, well, it's going to be a 27-minute AmTap.
27. Fitness Vacation. Fitness Vacation.
If you guys know the movie Christmas Vacation, that's what this is inspired from today. So we're going to be talking about fitness vacation, meaning when you go on a vacation, working out while leaving, figuring out eating and all that stuff, and kind of like going into the mindset you should have. And Derek's got some cool stuff to talk about. I got some cool questions to ask. And I got a trip myself that I have next week, so I've been thinking about it a lot. And let's go. I don't know if you want to start anything. Say anything before we start, but...
Fitness vacation. Nah, man, let's do it.
All right. So, I guess I'll ask Derek first question. What was the last big trip that you went on?
So, we went on a cruise in November with Noah. And we departed out of New York and went down to Florida and then to the Bahamas. It was a 7-day cruise. It was amazing.
I've never been on a cruise before.
We should do it.
Maybe. Maybe one day. On that cruise, what was kind of your mindset going into it before you even got there about like working out and eating? And then second question to that is, how did you work out and how did you eat?
What an excellent question. Thank you for it. My mindset going into it was, F this noise. I'm not working out at all. I work out 6 times a week, and I'm going to take a break. That was, like, exactly my mindset. And I was like, you know, if at some point I feel like there's a break in the day, and, you know, like, I didn't want to take that time away from my family. It's like, I feel like I don't have enough family time as it is. So being away for that time, I kind of couldn't justify to myself taking an hour and trying to work out. I suppose, like, maybe I could have tried to work out faster than that, but I just know how I am with time and stuff. So, like, if I told myself it was going to be a half hour, I knew I'd be an hour. So I didn't want to take that time away. And then another part of my mindset was just that, like, I'm in the gym week in and week out crushing it. So, like, I think it's probably okay if I take a week off. Nutrition-wise, I'm pretty consistent across the board. I allow myself some liberties here and there, like I'll have dessert, you know, but then it's just balance. It's all balance, which is a little bit more challenging while away because I don't eat meat at all. So getting protein sources is tough. So I just loaded up on RX bars and I had those available. So when I didn't get vegetarian protein options at dinner, I would just have an RX bar on top of that. I think I actually had dessert most nights, which would be atypical for me. I wouldn't normally do that. But being on a cruise, I was kind of like, you know, I don't normally do this. So I'm gonna allow myself that. But I don't ever do desserts like throughout the day. And I wouldn't concede on that at all. Like I wasn't gonna have like a pastry at breakfast or that was another thing. I maintained the intermittent fasting throughout the entire week, which I thought about breaking that, but I don't know. It's been my thing. So I've stuck to it, hasn't given me any problems, and I've enjoyed it. So I didn't eat breakfast at all while on the cruise. Well, there was one time I stopped eating at like 6 o'clock or something like that for some reason. I don't remember why. And then so I did eat breakfast the next day. But other than that, I didn't. And so that would be a big thing that like it's just part of my nature to not really indulge in sweets too much. But when we're away, I think that you see that donut or you see something that you're like, yo, all right, like I know I just ate lunch, but there's this really, you know, whatever smoothie or dessert, whatever, and you just I didn't do that. So I was kind of my mindset going into it was that I wasn't really gonna work out and that maybe I was gonna allow myself a little bit more dessert, but other than that, just continuing to do what it is that I do and have balance. So yeah.
Cool. I mean, I haven't really gone on a lot of vacations in my life, but I've been to LA a couple years ago, which was really fun. And the other vacations I went on were like shorter weekends, so I didn't work out. I would just kind of relax. And a lot of time there wasn't a gym there where we went. But when I went to LA a couple years ago, I was kind of in the mindset that I wasn't going to go too hard with the working out. It was more working out to go to the places that we went to work out. So Muscle Beach, I went to, where did we go down there? I went to another gym down there that I forgot the name of it. That was pretty cool. But other than that, I kind of just, we did a lot of hiking when we were down there, like walking around, which is pretty tiring throughout the day with the sun beating on you. But I was kind of in the same mindset. But like I said, I was going to work out regardless, just because me and my cousin don't see each other a lot. And that was kind of like our thing, was like, all right, we're going to go lift. And like the workouts were pretty basic, to be honest with you. It was just like mostly bodybuilding stuff, and then kind of just like basically a bro session, just like curls and some chest, and like I actually did squat and I did snatch and clean, which is pretty cool. With a bunch of people watching on the boardwalk, I failed a bunch of times. But yeah, so I mean, like I said, my mindset going into it is that wherever I'm going is I'm going to experience the other gyms and kind of like what they're like and where they are. So I'm going more for that reason than like actually training, I guess. And it's fun to meet other people and talk to new people, other gym owners, and like see what their equipment's like, see what their setup's like. And when I went to Florida a few years ago, I did the same thing. I went to a CrossFit gym down there, dropped in. It wasn't a great experience, but it was still cool to see. And, yeah, I mean, other than that, eating, I get pretty lenient on when I go away. Like, I was talking to Derek yesterday. When I went to L.A., I had this very good, like, peanut butter everything donut, and it was bad. It was so good that it was bad. But other than that, I mean, when you go to certain places, like L.A., there's a lot of stuff that you're obviously not going to be able to have when you get back. So In-N-Out Burger was something that I had. The donut was something that I had. There was a couple like very well-known stuff that was on TV that I've seen that I had to try, which was like this barbecue place that was on Guy Fieri's show. So things like that. And I wasn't going to be like, all right, like I have to hit certain calories for the day, so I'm not going to go enjoy this food while I'm here, and I might never have the chance to go eat it again. So I get pretty lenient on that stuff, especially when it's a place like LA, or if I ever went away to like overseas, I'd probably call it quits because I'd just eat everything.
Eat all of the food.
but yeah, so I try not to get too strict. I think, like Derek said, it's more about enjoying and not really hitting yourself too hard for, you know, eating certain things and not allowing yourself to, like, talk down to yourself for doing it. And I'm going to L.A. again next week. I think I said that. I'm not sure. But I've been kind of planning out workouts, a couple of really cool places to see. I'd like to go to Muscle Beach again. I want to go to Venice Gold's, and I'm planning on going to Bradley Martin's gym, which is called Zoo Culture, and then I'd like to go to Barbell Brigade, which is another gym out there, which is really cool. But to those, when I go to those places, I've just kind of been planning where they are, and more, like I said, I'm going to go experience the gym. Like, there are kind of stuff that I've seen online, I've seen a lot about, and it's more of like the atmosphere going in, checking it out, having some fun while you're there, enjoying the time, not really like looking to kill myself training and go crazy on that end. But I'm pretty excited about that. And then planning out nutrition, I'm just gonna stick to what I've been doing and then go from there, just kind of eat some good food, you know, try to eat some more donuts, maybe have In-N-Out again. We'll see if I have to wait, because it wasn't worth the wait. If you ever go to LA, if you have to wait more than 20 minutes, just go somewhere else. It wasn't worth the wait. And the animal style is not worth it unless it's on the burger. Get the animal style burger and not the fries. But other than that, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that I'm going to have fun with and then try to plan as I get back and just get back into the swing of things. I think a lot of people overlook that, like, when you go on vacation, you're supposed to obviously relax. You're not supposed to, like there's a reason why you're going away and not, and, like, getting away from what you've been doing. And one of the things I really want to do here is, like, take some time to relax, stay outside for a little bit, go on some cool hikes, see some cool things, and just kind of like go from there. I don't want to stress myself too much with what I'm eating or when I'm eating it and how I'm going to feel if I didn't work out a certain amount. And it's just like I said, I don't get to see my cousin much. I don't get to hang out with those guys a lot. So I'm going to make sure I spend a lot of time with them and then have some fun at the gym. Just do some stuff that's, like, cool, you know?
Nice.
So I got another question.
Yeah.
What's the best vacation you've ever had?
Best vacation. I'd probably be one of the cruises.
One of the cruises?
Yeah.
Have you ever been anywhere, like, cool, though? Like, even if it wasn't, like, a vacation? Like, I don't know. Like, a small weekend of, like...
Not really, I guess. I mean, like, you know, I've done, like... gone out to Vegas, and I've traveled to a couple places because of competing in powerlifting. So I ended up in New Mexico at one point. I've gone out to Colorado a couple times. That's interesting. And I went out to Spokane with Jim Davis in October. So I've traveled a little bit, but, you know, nothing too crazy. I've enjoyed the cruises not as much because of the destination, but just the experience where it's like you don't really have to do anything if you don't want. And if you want to do a bunch of stuff, you can do it. So I really like that element. But then Janine and I, we've been going to this place in Vermont, and we're going to be going again next month, called the Paw House Inn, where we can bring the dogs and then kind of like it's a bed and breakfast. So that's pretty cool. We're looking forward to that. But I'm still a little bit more partial to cruises myself, I guess.
Is it weird working out on a cruise ship?
It's a little weird.
Do you feel like the...
Yeah. I did a workout one time where I think I did like... I think it was like 3 rounds of 50s. And it was like 50 hang power cleans, 50 dumbbell thrusters, 50 pistol squats or something. Maybe it was 2 rounds. I don't remember because that's a lot of pistol squats. Dude, pistol squats on the cruise ship was not the smartest idea, but it was...
Torn ACLs.
It was fun. It was interesting. I fell a few times, but... it's a little weird. Awesome. They don't have barbells. Only dumbbells. Yeah, probably exactly for that reason. Like, yeah, that movement on the ship.
Cool. All right, next question. Best or coolest place you've ever worked out?
Yeah, not anything like Muscle Beach or Venice Pools.
I'm going to talk about it in a second, but...
Yeah, I mean, the two places that come to mind is I went to this really gritty powerlifting facility. I don't even know if you call it a facility. It was like, they did a decent job with it, but it was like kind of just like a garage. It was a bigger garage. But it was nice. It was all right, but it was a powerlifting gym, if you can imagine what that would be like. And it was down in Florida.
Down in Florida.
I can't even remember. I do not for the life of me remember the name of the facility. But it was a rugged, like, powerlifting strongman gym. It was pretty cool. And then the other facility that comes to mind is Thrive Fitness. No.
I was thinking about saying, except for here. It was pretty cool to work out on the spot. But anyway.
But no, I went down to Garden City CrossFit on Long Island. And man, that is a massive facility. They got so much going on
there. Halfway there.
And just like a clean facility that has a lot of options for you. So good coaching staff. It was pretty cool. Those two come to mind. What about yourself?
Well, Muscle Beach was awesome. The only thing I didn't like about Muscle Beach was a lot of the stuff was like old and rusty, and like I thought I was gonna get tetanus. But other than that, like working out on the beach was probably... I was talking about this the other day. Like when Arnold was there, that place was probably insanely lit. It was just probably people, because like the boardwalk's right there. People are walking by. You're in the sun. The beach is to your left. Like, stores and everything is to your right. The weather, like, and there's, like, a breeze off the beach.
Wow.
So, like, just working out there is just, like, oh, man. Like, you don't even want to work out. You just want to sit there. And then on top of that, they have, like, rings and bars on the actual beach.
Yeah.
So you can, like, run onto the beach and you can do some, like, body weight stuff. I did a ring muscle up there.
Oh, nice.
I did a muscle up on the bar there.
All right.
And they have, like, a place to do, like, they have, like, parallettes so you can do, like, handstand stuff and things like that, but that was probably one of the coolest places I've been. I went to... that was definitely the coolest. I went to a place in Nashville when I went to Nashville, and it was all right. It was kind of like a, the gym was nice, but the coaches there were iffy. But anyways, so like, besides that, I think definitely there. I think there's a couple places I haven't been yet that are going to be on my top list when I go. Is Gold's Beach, or Gold's Gym in Venice. Bradley Martin's gym, Zoo Culture. If Dom Mazzetti's there, it's going to be even better. Bro Science Guy. And then I really want to go to Marcus Philly's gym, but it's very far away from where I'm going to be. So, but Venice Beach.
12-hour turnaround.
Venice Beach is definitely the best place I've ever worked out. All right, so kind of going off of that, if you do decide that you need to work out, or you really want to work out, and it's just kind of, or you got like extra time on your hands, and like you want to spend that working out, then we'll have, we have some tips to kind of give you on that end and kind of
open it up from there. So before we dive into fitness vacation, first I want to, like, if you're thinking about working out while you're going away, just a couple of things to consider and think about. As we were just talking about a few minutes ago, Brandon asked me in the last big trip that I went on, it's like, what was your mindset going into that? And I was like, yo, I'm taking this off. Like, I am not about to work out. So, and like, you know, maybe like there was a gym on the ship. Like, if the moment presented itself, I might have, but I wasn't about to change around my schedule for that. So the first thing I would ask, you know, this conversation has happened way more than once, where people have asked myself, us, you know, I want to work out while I'm away. What should I do? Almost always my response is, how long are you going away for? And if someone says, oh, I'm going away for 3 days, I just tell them to shut up. Like, listen, you're going to be away for 3 days. You'll be okay. Don't work out. Just enjoy the experience. You don't have enough time anyway. So just hang out. Enjoy wherever it is that you're going. Read a book. Like, do something. Stop wrecking your body. Maybe stretch for 15 minutes. But, like, you know, try to give yourself and your body a little bit of a break. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Whatever it is that you're doing, enjoy the experience. Now, if we're going away to work out, then, you know, that's a different story. Like, if you're going away for 3 days to go to a gym, all right, I feel you there. That's different. But a shorter duration for a vacation, I think you just got to enjoy that. If we're going away for a little bit longer, and that's the answer, like, how long are you going away for? You're like, oh, I'm going to go away for a week. Well, then I would respond with another question, like, how many days per week do you work out now? And if the answer is 3 or more, it's probably okay if you take that week off. It's probably all right. And the reason being is nothing's going to change whether you work out or don't that week. So again, going back to the point of that shorter vacation, enjoy yourself. Take a rest. Take a break. That's okay. Enjoy your family. Hopefully you enjoy them. I don't know. If you need to get out, maybe you just go for a light run or something like that. It doesn't have to be these crazy workouts that you're doing all year round, week in and week out. Your body does need the rest, so keep that in mind. Then the other question is, ask yourself, when was the last time you did take a week off from working out? Because if it has been a while, or if it's been never, maybe this is the perfect time to do it. Now, we're not in the position to tell you what you should or you shouldn't do. We're here to give our feedback and what our experience has been. If you are going to work out, we do have some tips. So the first thing I would say and I would encourage is drop into a class or a boot camp out of town. It's cool to experience something different. It's also cool to test your fitness in that way. So if you do CrossFit, for example, CrossFit facilities are everywhere these days. So that might be something that's really cool, that you can see what different coaching styles are like or what different programming is like. If you haven't done CrossFit before, it might not be my first choice for you. You don't really know where you're going to end up, and if you're not proficient in some of these movements, might not be the best thing to start while you're away on your vacation, where you should be enjoying yourself and not getting wrapped up. I don't know. But
nah, fuck them.
But, you know, there are plenty of classes, HIIT classes, boot camps that exist out there, where especially with the members here at Thrive, we can handle that stuff. You guys are all proficient in those movements, so that'd be kind of cool to see what that experience is like. And it's a good test of your fitness and overall adaptability, different surroundings, different implements, maybe different instructing, you know. The next thing on my list is burpees. Burpees, burpees, and burpees. Burpees all day, every day. You have your body with you wherever you go. And if you don't have any ideas for working out, do some burpees. You can do 100 burpees for time. You can do 50 burpees for time. I suppose you could do 200 burpees for time if you really want to make it gross. Or you could do intervals of burpees. You can do 10 burpees as fast as you can, resting one to one. So let's say that you do 10 burpees and it takes you a minute, rest a minute, and then go back on. And if the next one takes you a minute 30, you rest a minute 30 after the second round. You do something like 10 rounds of that where you accumulate 100 burpees overall, and you're resting one to one. So each round, however long it took you to complete that set of burpees, you rest that much afterwards. Or if you want to keep it simple, just rest a minute. Do 10 burpees as fast as you can, rest a minute. 10 burpees as fast as you can, rest a minute. 10 burpees as fast as you can. Do 10 rounds of that. You could stretch it out where you could do 4 sets of 25 burpees, resting 5 minutes in between. Give yourself a little bit more rest in between and try to keep the intensity high across the 25 burpees, trying to complete them as fast as you can. There is so many different ways that you can work that one movement pattern, and it's great. Practicing falling down and getting up is amongst my favorite of activities. Now, another thing that you can do is run. Again, you have your body wherever you go. I'm assuming that there aren't any problems, contraindications with running, but again, speaking largely about what it is that we work on here, and our member base, a lot of our members are running weekly, especially with the warmer weather. So we can do a lot of similar things where what we were talking about with the burpees, where we can run in shorter distances or longer distances, and hell, we could even mix in some burpees there. So in between, maybe you're running for 5 minutes and then you stop and you do 15 burpees and then you go back to it. You can do that as well. But, you know, you can always run. Then the next thing that I have is you can drop into a global gym. You can do that wherever. They exist everywhere. There's Planet Fitnesses everywhere. There's, well, I don't know, Crunch. There's usually Gold's Gym. There's all sorts of different facilities wherever you go that you can drop in, pay a drop-in fee, or maybe they'll even let you, you know, have a week for free or something like that if you lie and tell them that you're moving to the area. But if you do that and you want a program, we'll hook you up. If you're going to be away for a week, $30, we'll write you a program. If you really insist on working out while you're away, let us take care of you, and we'll make sure that you're hooked up with some good stuff.
So heads up, it's going to be a lot of burpees.
It's just going to be burpees every day.
7 days of burpees.
But that's what I got there for, you know, working out. If you really want to work out while you're away, try out those things. First thing, again, was dropping into a class or boot camp. Then it was burpees, mixing that in. You know, there's so many things that you can do on your own. Go for a run with some burpees or just a run. And then if you want to drop into a global gym but not really too sure what to do, check us out, man. We'll hook you up.
I think I was having a conversation with someone the other day asking about, like, what they should do when they go away because they're kind of nervous about, like, losing everything that they've worked for, quote-unquote. And I was telling them that, like, if they really needed to work out, like, it's going to make them a lot, like, sleep better at night there than, like, if you can find a way to get your hands on a kettlebell or a pair of dumbbells somehow and something of that nature, like, just those two together or, like, one of each or anything like that, like you could have a good workout either way. And honestly, like Derek was saying, like joking around but seriously, like burpees are something that can be done, and it can be done quick. It can be done right in the morning. You can wake up, just do that stuff, get out of the way, and still have the rest of your day to have fun. But try not to overthink everything and be like, oh, I gotta make sure I'm hitting 75% of my one rep max for all these movements or else I'm not getting a good workout. And I've come to know, like, I've definitely come to better understand this feeling of, like, oh, I have to work out, or, like, I feel a certain way, and, like, if I don't work out for these 3 days in a row, I'm going to feel like I'm losing everything. And once you realize that, like, it doesn't go away just like that, like, it doesn't go away within minutes or hours or days, then you're going to feel a lot better about taking the rest. And, you know, honestly, there's times when I've taken 2, 3, 4 days, and I'm like, wow, like, I feel obviously a lot better, and I've come back and hit a lot of stuff. I was like, all right, this didn't feel as good as it did before I got back. And, like, not even for physically, but, like, mentally resetting when you're out on vacation and, again, enjoying the time that you have with these people that you don't normally see. And, like, if you're working, like, we're working, like, we're trying, everyone's trying to do something with their life. So, like, it's hard to make time to see certain people or make time to, like, live a certain lifestyle. So when you have the time to just sit back, relax, and, like, actually enjoy where you are, like, please take it. Because, like, a lot of people don't get that time. And especially just, like, the gym will always be there, but, like, the time you have to do these things, and instead of going to the gym, go on a hike or, like, go experience, like, a mountain and, like,
yeah,
see these different foods and different places. And it's something that, like, you'll forget about, like, workouts as you go, but, like, you'll remember, like, a trip to wherever you're going, or LA. Like, I'll remember LA for the rest of my life the first time I went, because it was, like, so cool and everything that we did there. We saw a bunch of different things that I've seen on TV shows and movies and places that I've been that were in movies. And I don't remember the workouts that I did when I was there, but, like, I remember all that stuff. So just make sure that you're
1 minute
taking that into consideration when you do this. And honestly, you can get quick and effective workouts in literally under 15 minutes. So it's just balancing that.
That hike is a good idea too, because then you're getting some fitness in while you're away.
I mean, we went on a hike to the Hollywood sign that was, like, I want to say, like, 8 miles. It was,
oh,
like,
wow.
4 miles there and, like, 4 miles back. It was, like, an all-day thing. And, like, it was, like, it was tiring.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
That's real cool.
I'm excited this time because I have some stuff with me that's got, like, tracking. So, like, I'm excited to see the walking that I do and kind of the, I guess, the tracking of what we do. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I have another place that I forgot about. I worked out at CrossFit One when I did my level one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That place was sick.
Yeah.
And you've been there too, right?
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
No.
All right. Well, that place was a mecca.
Yeah.
That place is insane for if you're a CrossFit.
I was just going to say one more thing before we close out. So at the buzzer, I was going to say that while you're away, because sometimes it could be a little elusive, what should you do while you're away? And I would place the emphasis a little bit more on something cardio-based, some sort of interval training, and let the strength stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say, because you're going to be able to get that stuff in faster, get a more effective, complete workout. You'll be able to get your squats in, you'll be able to get some lunges in, you'll be able to get some sort of a press pattern in, higher intensity, get a good sweat going, get in, get out.
Yeah.
The strength training is going to take you a little bit longer, so.
Cool. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys have any questions, anything like that, just reach out. And if you do end up going somewhere and you want to work out, let us know. We'll hook you up with whatever you guys need. And if you just want to talk and figure it out and decide what you should do, we're also here for that. So we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Thanks, guys.